This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, it's here, man. Little extra rest. Taking care of Tampa Bay quickly. And now off to Toronto. Game one tonight. Ed Jovanovski, Panthers TV analyst on Scripps Sports, joins us. Former Panther. Ed, boy, I guess you can appreciate this more than anybody because we've never been up there. How about going to Toronto for a game one? That crowd has been waiting. They got another damn good-looking team like they've had in the past. They got a whole bunch of players that put up stupid numbers from Nylander, Matthews, Tavares, Marner. You can go on and on with the guys that put up and had really good regular seasons. What do you expect in game one?
Well, good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on. You know, game one, you're on the road. I think everyone's excited. Like you said, there's been a little time off from the last Tampa series. Sure, the guys are itching, but listen, a hard-fought battle. I mean, you're right. You look at the team Toronto does have. You give their stars a little bit too much room, a little bit too much respect. They can make you pay, but I think the Panthers, nothing new to them. We saw in game five versus Tampa how smothering, how dominant this team can be. I don't see any changes on the game that they're going to bring into game one. You know, their crowd's going to be nuts in there, but I think as a road team, you just want to go in there, hopefully create your own storm, because when things go bad there in Toronto, it gets pretty silent. So I think the Panthers going in there know what it takes to win on the road. They've won a lot of games on the road. So it's nothing new to them, but I expect a great first game.
I know Kucherov last round did not have a goal. Is there any guys you need to kind of shut down of this whole group? Because they've got, like I said, across the board, I think they got five guys with 29-plus goals in the regular season. Any one guy, you kind of make sure they don't have an all-star-looking series?
Well, it's always tough to, like, when you look at their group, like, who are you focusing on or who's going to be your main? You know, I think they all can beat you, right? I mean, the usual suspects there. You know, with Austin Matthews, you know, like you said, Willie Nylander. I mean, even John Tavares, you know, has had in the latter part of his career, I believe had close to 40 goals. So you got Matthew Knies, who's a young kid, and you talk about Marner, their core five. It was their core four, now it's their core five, you know, but you have to do the job on all of them, Joe. I think these top players, just like our top players, you're going to get chances. You can't keep these guys down all night. But I think the most important thing of this group is try to limit their power play time. Be disciplined. Be above the puck in a lot of certain situations. Don't give them any free looks on the power play. Because once that gets cooking and they got a damn good power play, you want to play them as much as you can 5-on-5 or have them, you know, take the penalties. But pick your poison if you give them space, right? It's like any sport. You give them space, they're going to beat you. Your job is to limit that time and space as best you can.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, Brad Marchand has had some great series against these guys. You talk about when he's with Boston, how well he played against this Toronto team. Boy, I'll tell you what, he has really picked it up. He's done some things and some passes that have been just unbelievable, setting up some of his teammates.
Yeah, has he ever, Joe? I mean, the last couple games especially, right? You see, you know, I don't know if it's just kind of like, hey, guys, it's at that moment where things are getting close in a series and now you got a chance to eliminate a team. He was really, obviously, with Lusterein and Lundell, they all had a night there last game, game five. But, you know, you can't teach experience. And I think for Marchie, I think coming in here, not solely being the guy, you know, he's a piece of the puzzle coming in here, and you slot him on that third line with Lundell and Lusterein, and you look at the top and you look at the six that's above you. It's a pretty deep lineup, but certainly for him, he's rounding into form. Not that he was not playing his game. Took a little bit, but you can see playoff Marchand coming to light here.
Hey, Ed, help me out with the penalty kill. Why it's so good. I know we play smothering defense, but is there any one thing you see? I know guys sell out their body to block shots and stuff. What do you see that really allows them to have such great success on penalty killing?
Well, there's one guy named Sergei Bobrovsky. That would be number one.
That's a good way to start, you know, right there. Thank you.
Right. They always say your best penalty killer is your goaltender, but listen, I think as a group, when they're out there, it's all kind of the movement, right? Anytime you feel that you have an opportunity to jump, the box rotates. And it really comes frustrating for teams when you're constantly kind of up against the glass or you're going back 200 feet to chase the puck. I think the Panthers are selling out themselves in a lot of situations where they need to. But I think for the most part, keeping things to the outside, letting Bob see the shot, and not give up these grade A opportunities and really protect the house. And I think right now they're, 16 of 18. It could be more. Really good first round versus Tampa. They're going to need that, hopefully not as much. Here in the second round, being a little bit more disciplined. But when you put the PK out there, you know you're going to get the job done.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you. The big Bob story is unbelievable. He gets here making a ton of money. Doesn't go well to the point in the playoffs that one year. He's in street clothes to saying, I don't want to be traded. I want to be here. I can play better. And this thing, along with everything else, kind of comes together. New coach, new GM, and all of a sudden, this guy is playing at a high level again. What happened to a guy? You think he lost his confidence for a while? You think it was the system they were playing? And if all of a sudden, this guy gets a different personality the last couple years.
Well, I think that's just it. I think that position more so than a lot, you know, it's got to be confidence, right? I mean, you look at the last series, you look at Winnipeg, right? That crazy game last night, double overtime.
Wow.
Connor Hellebuyck is a Hart Trophy Vezina type, you know, player. He couldn't win on the road, and his numbers were like, you know, crazy the wrong way on the road, but at home, and found a way in the key times to make saves. And you can see the confidence was shattered there a little bit. I think it's no different with Bob. I think at that situation, which feels like a lifetime ago, you know, was just fighting it, but still believed in his abilities. And I think when he got his opportunity again, boy, did he run with it.
Hey, Eddie, got to ask.
I think that's what you're seeing out of him right now. I mean,
yeah.
He's feeling good.
No.
Does the work.
Amazing. It really has. Hey, Friday and Sunday at Amaranth Bank, how loud has it been, and where's it rank? I know everybody's talked about really having a home ice advantage, especially with all this winning they've done over the last few years. Just how loud is it, and how much has it helped this team?
Well, it's got to help. Being in packed buildings, especially playoff time, the juices are gone. People maybe overserved a little bit too much and being a little extra loud. You know, it's insane. And our building's big. I think filled right up. I think I'd want to say like right around 20,000, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
And No, I mean, start waving the towels. Everyone's wearing red. I mean, it is such an electric atmosphere. And you hear the guys talk about it. Just having that to rally behind, I mean, it's unbelievable. And I think the fans have come really to get used to this, which is great. They know that each and every game it could be different, but they can do their part on being as loud as they can. But it's I tell you what, man, walking into that building, man, it's been unbelievable. And the hockey's been so good that the guys have really rewarded, you know, the fans on some great hockey, and hopefully.
Hey, Eddie, you know, on top of everything else, it's nice not to have 20 or 30% fans of the other team or what it
right.
used to be at times, and it's people now coming, and, hey, nobody's complaining about an extra few bucks on a beer, a hot dog. It all tastes good, and it's fair when you're playing great, man. There's no question about it.
Difference. I mean, that's the thing. Coming into this series, typically we see a lot of, you know, fans from up north kind of in this time, but I think they're all gone home now.
That's a good point.
I think
you're saying
a lot
the break.
I tell you what, though, anytime another team starts a chant, our fans are so quick
yeah.
to drown them.
Right.
They figured it out, man. They figured it out. The fans here are unbelievable, and you know, they've been treated, like I said, to some great hockey.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. There's no question about it. Hey, looking forward to it. Eddie, thank you, man, for always finding time to do this with us, man. I try not to bother you too much, so thanks. How's the construction and building stuff going? Good?
Yeah, it's going, you know, right towards the bitter end here. But, yeah, it's fun. Mixed in with a little playoff hockey, it's been pretty good.
Hey, that's not a bad way to go. Yeah, not bad at all. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Joe. Thanks.
Ed Jovanovski, Panthers TV analyst on Scripps Sports. Talking a little bit about the Panthers, who are favored in Vegas, slightly favored to win it all, even though they're starting on the road. First two up in Toronto and then back here. Yeah.
Look at you looking at the betting lines. I love it.
I was curious.
By the way, Hard Rock happens to have a little boost today.
Is this a boost?
Plus 105, plus money on the Cats. It's juicy, man. That's juicy right
it's
there.
It's juicy?
Yeah, we're going to take a little bite out of that tonight.
Try to get a piece of it, Woody?
You know
is that
it.
What you're saying?
Yep.
All right, sounds good, man. I'll tell you who else sounds good. Mike Okocie. Tell you, you talk hockey, you talk Mike Okocie. You got two sons who are really good young players. But that's not what Mike Okocie does. That's his hobby, his kids, and enjoys watching them. But usually he's working. Mike Okocie at Choice Mortgage. Yeah, I'm talking about that guy. Got so many great programs. You need a mortgage, you need it quickly. First-time home buyer rates, he's got them for you. First-time home buyers want to get in on the game, and you found something you like and want to get qualified quickly, Mike Okocie can do it. Fixed rates in the five, self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got a program for you. See, through the years, Mike Okocie, been doing this for 35 years. It's gotten really good and is going to get you lowest rates. Find a way when maybe the banks, have you've been declined by the banks, don't worry about it. Mike Okocie's got a program for you. And go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what people are saying about Mike Okocie and the work that he does. Getting you approved in half the time of the big banks so you can get rolling quickly. And, oh, by the way, it's about great service. Great service is where you work on Saturday and Sunday. And Mike Okocie, you can always get a hold of at Choice Mortgage. He has no life. The man is always working 7 days a week. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Hey, MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.